Well, yes, indeed. You know what time it is. It's 9 o'clock Pacific. It's 12 midnight East Coast, and in Hawaii it's 6. And instead of Reverend Roxy Hampton opening for us tonight on the Insight Hour, you've got yours truly, Dr. Len Horowitz. So welcome. Great pleasure to join you every week on BBS Radio. Thanks to Don Newsom and family and friends. We're on the air, let's say, every week, Tuesday night. And don't miss Sunday night's program by Reverend Roxy Hampton called Mission Possible. Awesome presentation Reverend Roxy gives. And she's taking the night off. She's served me and substituted for me a number of times, so we've given Reverend Roxy this night off so she can play and work and do all sorts of things. So I want to thank Reverend Roxy for covering for me. I want to thank Don Newsom and family for bringing BBS Radio to you. And if you haven't been a subscriber yet, please do that. Please, you know that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 360-plus days a year, you're getting the best news that's nowhere else. You can't get it anywhere else. And the lineup of hosts on the Inside Hour, as well as on numerous other host programs on BBS, are awesome. Please donate whatever you can. $2 is what's requested per month. That's minimal for all the programming that you can ever want. 24 hours a day, you can go on there, and there's awesome archives. So that's BBS, BoyBoySamRadio.com, is our major sponsor here. I want to also thank our co-sponsors. Program Insight Hours brought to you by HealingCelebrations.com, HealthyWorldDistributing.com, and Tetrahedron.org. My official website is DrLenHorowitz.com, and of course you can get links to all these other websites where we offer some awesome things for you to take for your family, not only education-wise, information-wise, uplifting edification-wise, everything from books and tapes and DVDs and CDs to make you aware of what the risks are out there today, but also what the cures and uplifting news, the greatest gospel, the modern gospel, is now being sung, and we're singing it. So get online to DrLenHorowitz.com, link to HealthyWorldDistributing.com. It's the online store. And by the way, we're bringing to you soon, very soon, an update, upgrade of that website, so you'll have a lot more features. And I've been working with our computer whiz, our host, Todd, and Todd has assured me that everything is going to be up and running very, very soon. I've been working with Todd to deal with the issues of the video downloads. We're going to have video downloads. We're going to have audio downloads. You'll be able to go online and get a tremendous amount of free information, which is what you should be getting. You already got it. Essentially, if you're interested, there's article archives in tetrahedron.org, on DrLenHorowitz.com. If you want to educate yourself about what the modern risks are, everything from the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel, and the conducting of global genocide under the guise of national security and public health, go online to those websites. And here's a toll-free number to call. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And the calls are coming in routinely now for all sorts of things, from vaccination, intoxication information, not only how to avoid getting your children vaccinated, intoxicated, and ways to detox, ways to deacidify the body, make the body impregnable to the infectious diseases that are being literally loosed, not only in the vaccinations, but also environmentally. We need to prepare our temples of Yah, our temples of God, to defend against the current and coming plagues. The book, Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science, is what you can get online through HealingCelebrations.com and HealthyWorldDistributing.com, as well as many other fine books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, as I mentioned. I want to also begin the show tonight. We've got a special guest holding on from Europe. And you know, in the past, and I'll just introduce now, and I'll just mention what's in the news. It just came out about 11 or 12 minutes ago. There's a brand new headline news that just came out of New York Times, and dealing with the Central Intelligence Agency and the errors made with regard to September 11th and even before September 11th. I just want to have a little op-ed commentary on that. But we're going to have a special guest on tonight who's actually going to be largely directing the Inside Hour tonight. His name is Dinis Mikkel, and Dinis is from Europe. He is engaged in the process of exactly what we've been talking about on the Inside Hour: education, edifying the congregation, the community, contributing the things that the people need in order to sustain themselves in balance and harmony with not only each other and our Creator, but with nature. And so living sustainably in community is what the topic of partly discussion will be. Dinis called me earlier today and requested an interview with me. I said, well, why don't you do it on the air for everyone's benefit? And so he's going to be joining us later tonight on the Inside Hour. In the meantime, let me just share this this news release that just came across my desk. It's titled CIA Details Errors It Made Before September 11th. Now, anything coming, by the way, from the Washington Post, the New York Times, the LA Times, Associated Press, you can consider a virtual mouthpiece for the Central Intelligence Agency to begin with. So it's an interesting read to begin to, you know, especially the work that I do, looking at what is the CIA telling us and what are they leaving out. And mostly, if you had the information, and by the way, counterintelligence propaganda is typically waged where you give people 80% of the truth. And that, you know, you got to give them some amount of truth, otherwise everybody knows you're a liar. So they feed the public, the mass mind, enough of the truth so that most people don't ask questions beyond, you know, where's my next aspirin? But the reality is that 20%, if you had that information, it would give you a complete new picture about what the true reality is. It's like seeing the forest through the trees of counterintelligence deception. You can begin, when you have that other 20%, you begin to understand the whole political, the social political agenda, and in fact how it's impacting the mass mind, the psychosociology, the indoctrination, the enculturalization of, unfortunately, not just Americans today, although I think, you know, I think we're going to have a little conversation with Dinis tonight from Europe about what the perspective of Europeans, most Europeans, was not long ago in Italy and in Turkey and in Greece. And I can tell you that although people around the world love American people, that American people themselves are held, embraced, just like people everywhere. But the attitude towards what's taking place in our media and the manipulation, the coercion, the control, the enslavement, and the degrading of American values, people all over the world see, they realize it's a topic of constant discussion. And because America is being the military might of the global industrial cartel, premier British, German industrial warlords, that ultimately what we're seeing is people all around the world realizing that America is following the footsteps of Nazi Germany, and that it's a hot topic, obviously, of discussion leading to what many, many people, both prophets and historians, are predicting will be World War III. We have a semblance of that now with this war on terrorism concept of not only the Middle East heating up, but of course Korea. You have the issues in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Of course, you have biblically, scripturally, the whole concept of China. And for example, when you watch the documentary that the Centers for Disease Control, the American Health and Rehabilitative Services, the Health and Human Services, that is, agency, have developed called the History of Bioterrorism, whereby they're literally slanting negatively against Asian countries. Particularly China and Japan are cited in propaganda issued currently by, including U.S. Homeland Security Agency, with Health and Rehabilitative Services Agency, Health and Human Services Agency, you realize that there is propaganda being waged heavily against China. And so that the Asian dragon, the great lion that is economically developing with America being undermined, you can predict that it is reasonable to have China be attacking America, and that we're already being set up with indoctrination and the communications for propaganda and making us, again, hate people that we really have no qualms with, really, that we should be embracing and loving and celebrating our different cultures and the way that we should be operating is consistent with the way the rest of nature typically operates, which is in harmony. So the CIA wrongdoings apparently that's coming out now, there were not many. As I read this article in the last 10 minutes, I can tell you that there's nothing new. It's always same old, cover up, and then when they slap a few wrists, it's just that's all it is. It doesn't amount to much. Allegedly, they're making a big deal out of it. That's what they typically do, and it's the media does that to distract the public off of the real issues, the genocide, the mass killing for profit, and that, again, when you're focused on fear and when you're focused on terror and when you're focused on illness and when you're focused on the wars, not only war in Iraq, but war on AIDS, war on cancer, war on crime, war on drugs, all of these useless wars that have been literally created because the ideology is dissonant with what Dinah Smutkel is currently doing and numerous others are doing all over the world. That is developing sane communities, sane, responsible expression of divine blessings and anointings and giftings that people have to express themselves in collaboration rather than in confusion as well as competition. You know, we need to collaborate with joy and express each other's gifts and celebrate each other's gifts. Utilize, put to use, be productive rather than destructive and consumptive. And so I want to welcome to the Insight Hour, Dinah Smutkel. You're on the line.
Hello, Dr. Len. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Just give us a summary, a little bit about yourself and about the community project that you've initiated. And then, please, I want you to feel free to ask any of the questions that you called to ask me about today.
Okay, will do. My name is Dinah Smutkel. I'm a composer and entrepreneur. I live in Vienna, Austria. I was born and raised in the States. I'm launching an online community called Argo Jawans. It stands for Robust Green Lifestyle of Harmonious Joy, Abundance, Health, Wealth, Wisdom, and Nurturing Sustainability. One of my mottos is all of the green and none of the sacrifice. And what you were just talking about with, you know, war on terror, war on drugs, war on this, war on that, and that really, really rings true to the kind of spirit that I want to bring into the global conversation and that people like you and tons of people are talking about nowadays. It's this spirit of joy, the spirit of harmony, the spirit of sustainability. I've got interviews lined up with people who are doing electric vehicles, raw food diets, these kinds of things. And to go ahead and I don't know if I can really segue from all the things that you were talking about. I don't really want to address the thing of the global conspiracy and 9/11. Those are issues that maybe we could handle in another broadcast.
Well, you know, we don't have to handle those. I bring those to the forefront only because for the last decade and a half, people have known me for basically being a voice. You know, there's a watchman. There's a role that is required of some of us to be the watchman and those who tell others that there's risks and dangers. Because if we're given that assignment, and we don't do it, I know scriptural is very clear. When we tell others that there's a danger, and for example, if I tell you or I tell a parent that the vaccines are contaminated not only with the mercury and aluminum and formaldehyde, formalin, all the other stuff that's in it that's causing all the cancers and all the autoimmune diseases and all the neurological brain impairments, the autism, all of this, if I tell that to you and then you do not do anything with it, then what happens is that the responsibility for the outcome is yours as well as those devil doers. So I'm still engaged in that, and we still get a lot of phone calls. And I can tell you honestly, what your choice is from my heart is the correct and proper choice for this glorious time where, as you say, more and more people are embracing a spiritual awakening and a renaissance in consciousness, and that is where our salvation lies. That's where our destiny is unfolding, and that's right now where the anointing from the Creator is literally pouring into us, helping us to open our hearts so that we can be successful in the effort that you're taking on right now. Well, I want to thank you, and I acknowledge you for making that choice. It's a conscious choice, and some of us still need to be in those trenches.
Well, absolutely, and I mean, you know what you're saying with this. It's absolutely phenomenal what's happening. I mean, literally a few days ago, I made the decision to launch the site. I'm interviewing you. I'm interviewing a NASA scientist on indoor air quality who works on using plants to heal indoor air. He's you know, I mentioned electric vehicles. It's just been it's tremendous. It's been, I don't know, in a few hours, I'm getting responses. Boom, 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 from top fantastic people. And everybody wants to get involved in this transformation. However, I do have to tell you, I lost friends over the September 11th issue. I mean, I was sitting there saying, what's with the size of the hole in the Pentagon? Why exactly did the concrete explode? That never made sense to me. And I've been vocal about this. And I think that a part of healing and a part of forgiveness is acknowledging the truth and looking at things squarely and holding, in some fashion, holding the people responsible, accountable, but also, you know, maybe even forgiving them and forgetting about it and moving on. I
totally agree with that. And, you know, it's really for those of us who are awake and realize the deception and realize that salvation does not rest in the deception. It rests in the truth. It rests, as you say, in the forgiveness and the love and the faith and the trust that we give to our Creator, who's constantly blessing us in love and joy. And so if we focus on that, then all this other stuff falls away. It's not part of our reality. You know, and I want to comment, like you mentioned, that there's many, many things that are happening to you over the last 24, 48 hours. Things are falling into place. That's happening for everyone. We've been celebrating that and declaring that on the Insight Hour now for a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
It's more and more, and it's consistent, again, with Scripture, where the steps of the righteous is the theology, is ordered. The steps of the right standing are ordered. That means we're directed. That means the synchronicities are unfolding. The people are coming. The resources that we've needed to take the next great step for doing the great work that we have to do are just falling into place. Before we got on the air, Don Newsom gave me a little glimpse at the wonderful things that are going to be taking place here at bbsradio.com for all of the hosts and all the people. Like the whole mainstream media is falling out because ultimately people are doing what you're suggesting. They're not focusing on the bad news, and that's all the mainstream media has to offer because it's an indoctrination. It's a behavioral engineering mechanism. The whole social culturalization is engaging fear, pain, loss, threats to survival. It has nothing else to offer humanity, and there's so much more that we know is the truth, where we can declare and decree our freedom to enjoy as sovereigns, spiritual fulfilling people, that this whole concept that we can celebrate life instead of death.
Well, you know, that's fantastic. And, you know, it's one of the things that's quite amazing is that in order to be indoctrinated or in order to be subject to this kind of media manipulation, you have to watch it. You have to subject yourself to it. Now, there are incredible, there are ingenious and insidious ways of doing guerrilla marketing and all kinds of things. But you have to eat, you have to eat the food. You have to watch the shows. You have to listen to the radio programs. And one thing that I want to contribute to this situation is, I would love it if the entire community in this awakening or transformation or whatever you want to call it would just simply deny the rhetoric of war. In other words, say, you know what, let's forget it. Forget the war on terror. Stop it. Call it a global conversation. And you know, I know that the prophets have said all kinds of things, and the Bible predicts all kinds of horrible, horrible, horrible things. But we're learning right now that we are creators and that we can steer our reality. We don't just need to sit here and be victims of some kind of a pre-predicted prophecy. And I know that that sounds a little outrageous, and I'm actually completely off of my interview plan here, but basically, what do you think? I mean, is it possible for us to simply consciously say, you know what, this isn't a war, it's a conversation. And you know what? There are these people that are saying this, and you know, I'm gonna head this way, and I'm gonna learn how to grow my own food in my garden, and I'm gonna drive an electric vehicle and put some solar panels up on my garage, and you know, I got these plants in my home, I got this fantastic air, you know, I've got the proper pH balance. I walk around and, you know, in these toxic fumes and toxic city, and I breathe easily and I'm at optimal health, and, you know, forget it. What do you think? Is it possible?
Well, you know, I think that there's a point that I look a little bit differently on, but I see consistently what you're saying is true, and I think it's true. It's a universal truth, and the issue is, how much is it that we have got to be in pain? How much does humanity need to suffer before enough of us get to where we've got the 100th monkey and say exactly what you're saying, that we're not going to tune into this insanity? You know, I've said for years now, I can't wait until they give a war and nobody shows up.
Yeah.
You know, that's really the great time. And I think that the Bible, you know, see, I left Worldwide Christian Radio in the year 2000 so that I could basically look for the keys of heaven. Everybody was talking about, you know, the doomsday prophecies. And many people have decreed me a modern-day prophet, and I greatly appreciate that. I can tell you there's nothing that I am without the Creator. And the Creator blesses me with revelation and blesses me with insights where, as I'm frequently reading the writing on the wall, sociopolitically, economically, and they happen to be scripturally sound. And I find, you know, my urging to you, because it sounds to me like you've been beaten up by enough Christians, or those who call themselves Christians who are not, but what I call the Bible thumpers, who espouse the doctrines and the dogmas that Yeshua, the Christian Messiah, said that it is by the traditions of men, including the doctrines and the dogmas, that make the truth, the word, to no avail. And so, you know, this whole concept of religion, you know, the legions of Rhea having traumatized everybody, just like the governments of the world have traumatized everyone. And in fact, when you really do the studies, you realize that they basically had a pie that they divided up. Divide the sheeple to conquer the flock. We'll create some religions. We'll manipulate people with the fear of dying and rotting in hell for the rest of their lives. And then we'll, you know, manipulate the rest of them by the fear of guns and being taken out militarily in their nationality. And so this is what the pie of human society, civilization has been divided up between the governments and the religions of the world, and that's why we're constantly facing this lunacy instead of, you know, the humanity coming together. So we've got that, but I look at so much. I can tell you how it ends. And I'm not sure. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure from just having this conversation with you that you may not be aware that about 6 months ago I decrypted the Vitruvian Man by Da Vinci.
Hmm.
It's a cryptograph, and the discussion that we're having is completely revealed the perception and the diagnosis and the prescription for coming out of the deception and out of the manipulation, out of the fear, into the love, into the light, into the perfect, harmonious, musical, mathematical matrix of divine love and joy. That's what that cryptograph is. It's a cryptograph. The circle is the perfect circle of sound. The drawing maps divine human communion for the masses. The square in which the Vitruvian Man is seen to be enclosed in is the earthly plane that we're talking about. It's the plane in which people are manipulated and stuck in the cell, in the box, in the prison cell of fear. And this, we have the opportunity, the choice, which is what you're talking about. You're telling us and the listeners the truth, that we really need to focus on making the choice to step out of that, to turn the televisions off, to not focus on that reality, because it's a deception, because it prohibits, it's a prohibition against our divinity and our co-creatorship and our responsibility to create not only health and happiness for ourselves and our loved ones, but the whole planet. So the circle in back of the Vitruvian Man, in back of the square that he's stuck in, there's a woman who's emancipated herself, who has stepped out of the box. That's why there's four arms and four legs. You can't see her head, but she has pierced the square. She's freed herself from prison, the earthly plane, the earthly manipulation, and she has reached and touched, standing firmly in, the perfect musical mathematical matrix of divine human communion and universal harmony. And that is, she has a smile on her face, I guarantee it. She's in bliss.
She's behind, yeah.
Yeah, so this is, I mean, I totally understand what you're doing. I honor what you're doing. And, you know, the ministry, you know, that I am overseeing, it's the Royal Bloodline of David. And we just happen to have the assignment. We deal with the worst of the worst news on the planet and the best of the best news.
No, that's, you know, actually, this is, how about this? Here's a group of people I'd like you to talk to. And you know, I want to talk more about I did read a little bit about that. There's a frequency of 528 and these kinds of things. And I'm a composer, and there's a lot that we could talk about regarding the system of equal temperament and these kinds of things. But before we get into that, or if we even get to it, I would really like it if you could address a particular group of people, and that's people who are sick. Yeah, they're listening. They've got, I don't know, you know what, I live in Austria, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this word, cancer. Hey, they've got cancer, lupus, allergies, migraines, tinnitus, diabetes, you know, they're overweight, they're underweight, and it doesn't really matter what, but it's anything chronic, anything supposedly unhealable, and they've spent all their money. They've got nothing left, all the money's gone. There's no access to goji berries, no bottled water, no superfoods, no doctors, no treatments, you know, just constant pain and the potential resignation to either dying quite soon or having a disease for the rest of their lives. What can you say right now that will rescue them? And I'm talking about turning on the light at the end of their tunnels.
Gee, you've asked a question that's probably a two-day seminar. And, you know, I do that. It's the five steps that I urge people in that situation to immediately discover and apply. It's online, summarized at healingcelebrations.com. www.healingcelebrations.com. And that relays beyond my five steps, the five recommended steps. Years ago, I looked at what are the best of the best naturopathic physicians and miraculous healers doing. And I got it down to five steps. It's number one, detox, getting rid of as much pollution as possible. Number two, deacidify, alkalinize. Number three, boost or normalize natural immunity holistically, involving every aspect of life, physical, mental, emotional, social, environmental, and above all, spiritual. Step four and five are miraculous healing things that people all the time heal miraculously and almost instantaneously from. Oxygenation. If you hit a cancer with a ton of oxygen, you hit the AIDS virus or herpes or hepatitis viruses, these anaerobic viruses with oxygen, they disappear. They can't stand the light because the oxygen in water, H2O, and oxygen element number 8 is delivering the power of the Creator along with hydrogen. So power of hydrogen, of course, relates to pH, parts hydrogen. So the pH body chemistry is critical. If you've got an imbalance, too much acid, not enough energy, the electron flow doesn't operate right, guess what? You're going to maintain your sickness and you're going to degenerate. And that's part of life. Everybody's going to die. Question is, what are we going to do when we're alive? And so that's the four out of the five. The last, of course, not least, is the bioenergetics. Everything from hands-on healing and prayer and, of course, music. We are the music. We are a digital, bio-holographic precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibration. And so that's what we are. If you want to go to the source for your sustenance and for your restoration, you go to the music of not the masses. You go to the music of the Creator. And that's what we've been blessed to bring forth now with the Perfect Circle of Sound. You can get some information. Go to perfectcircleofsound.com. That's a website I've established for the lead guitarist for the spiritual renaissance, Scotty Huckabee. You'll see 6 new albums, and you'll get samples downloaded of him playing in the keys of 528, of the 396. These are awesome revelations, particularly for musicians who are going to be sharing the healing. Healing is mostly a manifestation of musical vibration. And the electromagnetics, I can tell you, after having done the book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, and if you want sophisticated intelligence and top-of-the-line research science, read the book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. In a nutshell, it slam dunks using scientific documentation, the understanding that the DNA is an antenna. It's actually a Tesla coil, and on every surface membrane, you've got all of these little antennas to the Creator that take in the sound frequency and the light frequency vibrations, and that's what precipitates and crystallizes and harmonizes us. So that's the five steps. There's an issue, however, that you have cited that I'd like to spend just a couple minutes talking about. I've talked about it on previous shows. First of all, the concept that you have a dis-ease is only a death wish in your head. It's really what's called a nocebo. There's placebos, where if you tell a healthy group of people that they've got if you take a room full, let's say, 100 terminally ill cancer patients, and you say, I've got the miracle cure for you, it's this pill. And even if it's a sugar pill, 30% of that room will heal miraculously in about the time that you tell them that they will, if you tell them with some authority and they believe you. So there's your faith and trust. You put your faith and trust. That's why people said to Yeshua, they said, thank you for healing me. And he said, it's not me that heals you. It is by your faith and trust that you are healed. That's very clearly said in Matthew a number of times. So the same concept holds today. The reality also is the opposite to that. It is very powerful. It's called the nocebo. If you tell a room full of 100 people that they have a terminal illness, even if they're all healthy, the same approximate amount, 30% of that group will have a terminal illness manifest, and they will die about the same time that you tell them they have to live. And so there's this whole understanding of psychopathology and this whole concept of indoctrination and culturalization and going to the medical deities for your prescriptions and your diagnostic workups and having them be so ignorant and from that ignorance give you these death suggestions. And so we take that stuff on. Now, that's one issue. And the other issue is this. All of nature, including human beings, are in divine equilibrium, balance, and in what's called a cybernetic feedback loop. Everything in life is part of the musical mathematical matrix that has nothing missing, nothing broken. It's all perfect. Everything's unfolding. Synchronicities are happening, and that it's all happening at the right time. And if we're simply impatient, well, guess who gets upset? The Creator doesn't. The timetable doesn't get shifted because we're impatient and want things to happen faster. You know, or miracle healings to happen now. You know, it's we who are the deceived ones who simply really have to get back onto the faith, trust, love, joy, harmony, and basically then celebrate the symphony of the total reality. You know, so you've got now this concept of disease. What does that say to us? In a perfect world, which we have, we're talking about now bringing heaven to earth, manifesting who we really are, the divine human communion. So in this perfect now messianic age, where this whole spiritual renaissance is leading, where we have the true state of Yisrael, of Israel formed, where the lion lies down with the lamb, where there's nothing missing, nothing broken, there's perfection manifested. So you begin to realize that what we're now suffering with is a feedback mechanism from our own sin. Sin, I say, defined by the Greek archery term. The origin of the word stems from the Greek archery term. When you shot your arrow and you missed the bullseye, you missed the mark, your arrow sinned. So you're not in with the flow. You're in violation with the musical mathematical matrix of harmonic expression. And so you're stepped out into this dissonance. Dis-ease manifests from that dissonance, from that action, from that choice, because it violates the same, you know, the standard laws that keep the universe operating. So people, the first thing that they have to realize if they've got a horrible illness is that it's the greatest opportunity of their life. It's the greatest opportunity right now to have a world going crazy with terrorism and on the threat. I mean, right now, September in the United States, they're making the National Preparedness Month, and they're now running a 24-hour propaganda station alerting Americans to the urgent need to become prepared for biological weapons attacks and nuclear explosions on our homeland here. So this is the tragedy and travesty and violation of truth, and everything that we hold dear and sacred is a wonderful thing. We need to celebrate it. The reason being is because it shows us which way we don't want to go. And the more people that are sick and die, and there's 2/3 of the world's population currently targeted for elimination. That's what the global industrialists have in store. And they're going to do it, and it just so happens. That's their, not only their socio-political economic target, but that also happens to be the scriptural prediction and the prophecy. So the prophets have been saying the same thing.
Well, you know, I mean, can I interject?
Oh, yeah. But let me just finish this one last thought.
Sure.
It's the fact that in cybernetics, It's called feedback and communication in all living and non-living systems. So diseases are manifesting for a blessing to redirect us. So if somebody's got cancer out there and is destitute, basically they got nothing. They still got air. If you simply breathe and you did deep breathing exercises and you have an access to good, pure drinking water, and most people can get to the country or still get some good, pure drinking water somewhere, and so they get good air, good oxygen, good hydrogen and water, they've got actually right there the physical basis for miraculous healing.
Where are they going to get good air? I mean, let's say they've read about chemtrails and the global spraying program. They've seen planes. They've gone. You know, they. Some people call it a hoax. You know,
yeah,
their friends call
you.
Them complete idiots.
I hear you.
And I mean the thing is that you know these we're. I mean, I'm talking directly to the person who's sitting there who is. You know, $100,000 in debt, maybe more. They go to work even. You know, they get up and they go to work and they're sick and they're in pain and they drive. They're driving. What are they driving? You know, 65, 75 minutes one way.
Okay. Well, you have mentioned
or they're really destitute and they're sitting there and their families think that they're nuts.
Well,
you know,
they are nuts. Let me tell you why they're nuts. Because we're all nuts.
Okay.
Because we all bought into this deception, and this is what you're engaged in. When you start and you're advancing a community and a website presence that literally is edifying and educating the public to begin to think about sustainability, it's not about driving vehicles. It's not about using petrochemicals. It's not about popping magic pharmaceuticals. It's about the simple things in life which are given to us freely, consistently. Now, I've always said that unlike a tree rooted next to a polluted stream that can't get up and walk away, every human being has not only a spiritual calling, but a capability to get up and move to where they're supposed to be to sustain themselves and uplift themselves and literally fulfill their unique missions. The mission is service to the Creator and each other. And if you're engaged in that mission, the lesson came from my father's dad, who actually lived not far from where you are right now. My mother was Austrian. My father was German.
Uh-huh.
And my grandfather died at age 93 when he decided that he had to go because they took his wife, Betty, away from him, put her in a nursing home. It took away his purpose in life. And when he died, they did an autopsy. He was a Camel cigarette, non-filtered smoker for 75 years, and that didn't kill him because when the autopsy came back, I was there. The surgeon from the morgue told my dad he couldn't understand how this man could have lived for the last 20 years. Because every single bone, muscle, and organ throughout his entire body was riddled with cancer.
Yeah.
It was the Holy Spirit and the motivation of human service to a loved one that kept that man alive. Now, that's a take-home lesson for everybody.
Yes, it is. So, I mean, in a sense, you know, I asked you to say, you know, what do you tell these people? They're sick, they're destitute. And basically, one of the main things you've said is, move and serve. Maybe probably serve. Get in touch with what it is that you're about and possibly, you know, what's interesting is that once you start feeling like you're headed towards health, you're then not getting sicker. You're not dying anymore. Your allergies are getting a little better or you're getting fewer migraines or you still have cancer, but you're walking around, you're alive, maybe you can kind of move your leg again, or, you know, and if you're headed in that direction, you're good to go.
Yeah, and it's the same thing as focusing on loving service. You know, again, when you think about music and you think about harmonizing and in training to the musical mathematical matrix of perfection, and bringing the kingdom of heaven not just down to earth but into your Holy Spirit-filled temple. And that's what sustains us and uplifts us and miraculously heals us. And you think about how the Creator doles that out constantly, forever giving. That's what forgiving and forgiveness is about, always giving in joy and in love. And if we then always focus on joy and love and serving and forever giving to others, guess what happens? We entrain to where my grandfather was when every muscle and organ and body part was riddled with cancer. It didn't faze him. This is a man who never complained. Nobody knew he had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the reality, and I'll tell you something, when you come to the reality, and this is the reality check, and you come to this certainty, and it makes complete sense, and it's justified not only by scripture, but by science. And, I mean, there's tons of science that shows when a spouse dies, the other ones die quickly, frequently.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the reality is if a spouse that dies, another spouse goes on to begin to focus on loving service, those are the folks that live. They've got purpose and a mission in life. And so,
right.
You know, these are very important issues to deal with with people who, you know, who say they're sick. The attachment is where it's at. See, this is the sadness and the ignorance of humanity. That we've been indoctrinated to believe we're not divinely human or humanly divine. So
we are, you know,
subject to these diseases and these plagues and these physical limitations. And that it's a lie. It's a deception. And you could say I'm a dreamer, just like, you know John Lennon or people could say that. But this is real when you really look at all of the evidence.
So then you've accepted all that, and you're still sick.
No, you're not practicing it. You might accept it, but you're not practicing it. And, you know, the other thing is that, gee whiz, you know, everybody makes a big deal about life. You know, there's life after death. There's a whole other spiritual domain. I mean, I get help all the time, I don't know about you, from the angelic realm. I've had babies. I've had my daughter and I in a car accident that nobody should have walked out of, completely protected. This happened, and I've talked about this on one of my lecture tapes. You know, I've had another little daughter. My wife, years ago, made a horrible error. She thought that she put the brake on a baby carriage. My little Aria in a baby carriage goes flying down a hill into a major highway, and this woman's car stops. Just right in front of the baby carriage, just as the baby carriage is going by the hood. And she gets out of her car screaming, "I didn't stop it! I didn't stop it! It's a miracle! You're covered by angels!" I'm telling you, so all of these concepts...
She came out, she said, "I didn't stop it, I didn't stop it."
She
really
didn't stop her car. She didn't have time to put on the brake. It was a divine salvation. And so, I mean, you're talking to a person who should have died three times. There's no rational explanation for me to be here anymore.
Well, you know, just because there's no rational explanation, I mean, you know, I don't really, you know, people can pick that apart. People can say, you know what, she saw it out of her peripheral vision, her foot stepped on the brake, she didn't realize what she was doing because she was in a panic, and then she thought it was angels. You know, but in a sense, it really, I don't know, it doesn't matter. I mean, whether it's picked apart or not, but,
it only matters to the person who's picking it apart.
I guess. Now, you mentioned your children. We talked about this before, and I don't know how much more time we have, but I was really hoping to get
about 7 minutes.
7 minutes. Immunizations. Your children are not immunized. How many kids do you have?
All right. First of all, that's a false term. The term
vaccinated.
You're using is vaccination.
Fine.
Immunization is a misnomer. Immunization takes place naturally when you get exposed to things naturally, not through injecting, you know, all that. And so the question is,
are your children vaccinated?
No. By the grace of the Creator, I almost made the mistake. I was ignorant. And because, again, a divine intervention, my child got sick. I knew enough. She got a flu the day that we were supposed to bring her in. And because I knew enough that that was inappropriate, I then rescheduled. Within the 2 weeks of that reschedule, I learned about the vaccines that I thought we were going to give her as being hideous and toxic. And so I have now three beautiful children, by the grace of the Creator, totally healthy and joyful. And, you know, they're not vaccinated.
What do you, how do people who are now, I mean, I've got a 6.5 month daughter. Yeah. We're now vaccinating. How do we talk to our families? I mean, what happens if the child gets sick?
Well, by the, it's a celebration again. I mean, think about the chicken pox. We used to, when I was young, have chicken pox. It was a no big deal. Stayed home, watched television, and fed ourselves well.
Actually, that's true.
You know,
I did that too. I was actually waiting to get the chicken. Everybody had the chicken pox. I didn't have the chicken pox because people, like, you know, they had soup and they.
Yeah, you know, go drink chicken soup. And what we did with my children is we invited others who had chicken pox to have a party. And it didn't work. We wanted it to, but it never worked. So my children never got exposed to chickenpox, which creates a threat only really to them. Because in the later years, that because they can't get chickenpox from other children now, because and the other children basically are at the same risk because the vaccine, the chickenpox coverage wears off in about 10 to 15 years, so that in the adult years, all the children that got the chickenpox vaccine are going to be susceptible to getting adult chickenpox, which the mortality and morbidity is higher. And so this whole thing, I can tell you, if you had the knowledge that I have regarding vaccinations, you would not only not want your family members vaccinated, you would not want anyone vaccinated because you would recognize it as the principal genocidal weapon being used to enslave populations to modern plagues and pharmaceutical profiteering.
Okay, give me access right now to cold, hard facts, stuff I can go to my mom with, who's got a PhD in physical chemistry.
Well, you've got to read the book. See, the book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional, is a fabulous resource.
It's great resource. I don't want to buy anything. I want access to.
You want to go online right now?
Sure, whatever. What do I need to do to find some facts?
Well, I would go to vaclib.org. If I was, I have a lot of stuff on tetrahedron.org in the vaccination file. Read that file. It'll take you about 3 hours to get through that one. Then go to vaclib.org. So you want to go tetrahedron.org.
Yeah.
And then vaclib, vaclib.org. And then I'm about to come out with it in September. If you go on our email list, everyone listening, I recommend you go to healthyworlddistributing.com or healthyworldstore.com and put your email address in so that we can send you our newsletters, because we're going to about... In September, we're going to pop with a bunch of really good things. One of the things that we're going to pop to, I'm looking at it right now on my computer. It's online right now. It is a complete audio tape from the world's leading vaccine developer for the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, Dr. Maurice Hilleman, in a secreted interview where he explains where AIDS came from through the vaccinations, and where the leukemias and lymphomas came from through the vaccinations, through the contaminations in the monkeys and in the species that they were using for the vaccine development. And so that's a resource. After you get done on vaclib.org, you want to stay tuned to our organization's transmissions and communications, because you'll get a lot of continuing education.
Okay. Now, I think I can get this last question in. Basically, you know, I personally believe that we can't believe anything we hear, see, or read nowadays. I think a trustless society, in a sense, it's a trustless society. where we really shouldn't trust anyone, where we should really filter the information for ourselves. In that light, there's a couple out there that I would really like it if you would speak to directly. Many, many people out there are going to be able to relate to this situation. I've got a friend, he's a physicist out in New York. His wife is pregnant and she's suffering from nausea. They've got their doctors have her on a medication that's normally given to people who are on chemotherapy. What do you say to this couple?
Say, get off that toxic waste, because otherwise you're at a high risk not only of injuring yourself but your fetus.
All right. I've got a whole bunch of questions. We don't have any. You know, I think we're out of time. I mean, you know, like. Things like, how is anybody supposed to be healthy with the quality of the food in the United States?
You know, well, Dinus, it's been a pleasure to have you on the Inside Hour. I want you to know that you have my open invitation to call in and continue the queries.
I would very much like to do that. And actually, one of the things I'd love to do is really focus in on the musical aspect, since I'm a composer, I'm an educated composer, and I would love to talk more about that.
It's very exciting, and I invite your partnership and collaboration in advancing this information, because it's revolutionary. It's awesome. Spiritual renaissance is happening, and it's going to really just completely blossom through this music.
That's fantastic.
Well, okay, so remember, we're on every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight East Coast. This is the Inside Hour. Dinus, I want you to tell your friends to call in also.
And if I will do so.
Yeah, your friends in New York, whoever you've got questions, concerns, or just something good, heartfelt to share, please be my guest. Call in. I want to thank Don Newsom, BBS Radio. Folks, we're out of time. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. It's been a pleasure to be with you again. Look forward to it again next Tuesday night. For Dinus in Austria and Dr. Len here in Northern Idaho, Reverend Roxy will be back Sunday night. Don't miss her program. Mission Possible, same time, 9 o'clock on Sunday night on Pacific time. Love you. Talk to you next Tuesday night. Bye for now.